Self, but I plan to talk about art history and different movements, different like topics within that. So it's still a work in progress. We'll see how how everything ends up turning out. No name yet. So
That's okay. That's okay.
Really giving you nothing right now.
No, I like the art history angle. I'm excited to see where it develops. But the one piece of advice I would give you is a good name is essential to the project. But I trust that you will come up with something good.
Something to manipulate people into
listening.
It,
indeed. And we also have Parker in the studio as well, if you want to say hello. He says hello. Or what it is.
I'm also going to host a show on digital, The Greatest City in America. Not sure when, but, you know, keep an eye out. In your app.
This is awesome. The Greatest City in America. A very urban sounding
guess
title.
Which
I'm
city?
Excited.
Yeah, guess which city that is. If someone can
College,
tell me what that is.
College Park.
Call me at 202.
Baltimore.
Yes.
Baltimore. Yay! Oh, what is the number?
Oh, I was going to say call me to guess the to guess the city, but
this
you,
is,
you gave it away.
Yeah, no, we don't do call-ins here, unfortunately.
There would have been a... Yeah.
Yes. Somebody actually called here during the show, and I answered, and nobody said anything. But thinking maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Now they're gonna hack us.
Yes. But so it is 5 p.m. exactly. So we have entered into the era for my show. So we will. What is good to do is you say the station ID. Everybody, you are listening to WMUC FM College Park. Thank you for tuning in. My show is called Roadside Picnic. I will start with a PSA, to do some good things for the community. And yes, and then we will be back on, Sophie and I, with a very interesting theme. Stay tuned in.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
All right, so, yes, where these again. So, yes, this is Roadside Picnic. I hope you all are having a good day. Sophia, just real quick, what do you know about the theme that I have planned for today?
I know it is something related to being helped or being saved.
It's
I've heard
something weird, yeah.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, according to me.
Okay.
But, or what were you going to say?
Nothing.
Okay. I see you added some cool songs. I'm excited.
I actually, like, had no idea what to add, so then I... But I don't know if my choices are too basic, so you
No,
can...
I like it.
Did you, like, play this together?
Yeah. I'm excited for the show. We'll start off with I'll introduce the theme that I kind of had planned. It'll be a little vague today. We'll have some fun with it. But I just liked these two songs, Save a Prayer by Duran Duran and Save Me by Amy Mann. And I was like, wait, we can make a show about being saved by something and about what does this mean? Asking for help from somebody, or wanting to be saved. So, We'll get into this theme today, but yeah, we're starting off with Duran Duran, also known as Boring Boring.
Standing by the wall, know my name. You need to know my name. You need to like my face. I'm living for your eyes. I'm not doing this for me. Take me.
So those were some very beautiful songs, and thank you, Sophia, for the Malcolm Todd recommendation.
You're welcome. I found it myself.
Yes, that is awesome. And I think this is a perfect intro into this theme of being saved. I want to talk about the Amy Mann song first a little bit, and if you have any philosophical input, of course, jump in. I really like this song, and it's such like a melancholic, but kind of a pensive song, where she doesn't seem to be sad about this idea of being saved, but she's and I mean the movie for this song is a little strange, Magnolia with Tom Cruise, but you know she's asking to be saved. She sees this person or this symbol as a perfect fit for a girl in need, and she's asking why don't you just save me? Come on. And I really feel that for this song. And it's interesting that at the end she says, thank you. So maybe she did get saved. And then I've really been getting into this Duran Duran song, Save a Prayer. And he's asking for a prayer to be saved for him. He needs to be helped out. And it's interesting. I don't know if I can actually talk about the specifics of this song. It gets a little past PG-13, but but you know, both Duran Duran, both Amy Mann, they need to be saved. Do you agree?
Well, for the first song, do you think she was saying it like, oh, she literally needs to be saved? Or do you think she was it more of a critique of the idea of a woman being saved? Or am I, yeah. Actually, maybe I should read the lyrics.
Mm. No, that is a good point. Like, maybe she is kind of like playing, not a character, but she's in this, the lyrics represent kind of, a character who is like, save me. But I think that maybe it's more of like a symbolic representation. She's not asking someone in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. She's just kind of in a situation where she feels lost, in life. And she wants kind of this deus ex machina to maybe give her some guidance. Mm-hmm. That is my interpretation of it.
I see that.
But that's definitely a good point to bring up, and I've seen songs that have this, like that, where they kind of critique it.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to say anything about the song you chose?
Oh yeah. Well, when I was trying to find songs about being helped, I saw this one in one of my playlists, and I was like, oh, like Cheer Me On. Mm. Like it's basically like asking to like support me, and in the song he goes, I live for you to cheer me on, and I was like, oh, okay, this kind of does fit into the like, yeah, needing someone to support you. And I think when I was like reading about the actual meaning of the song, it was about like his like ability to be authentic while also being like a famous figure, and I think maybe that doesn't fit into the theme as much, but it's like the need you have to be supported, yeah, by others in what you do.
Definitely. That's interesting. What the first line that you mentioned, it seems like he's almost he's in this kind of yearning state, not to bring up
that's many of
a very overused word, but that's many of his songs.
Yeah, I feel like that's a common theme.
That seems even more extreme than Amy Mann's song.
Because
she's very pleasant about it. Like, why can't you save me? But maybe he's more yearning.
Perhaps. I mean, I do like the... I also like how it's like, it's pretty upbeat, but then when you...
Yeah. When you look a little further, it's clearly not.
Yes.
Very cool. Well, I'm loving this so far. I hope y'all are enjoying the banter as well. What do you think? Do we have a good we riff off of each other?
We finish each other's
sandwiches.
Okay, yeah.
That's what I was gonna
say.
Sorry,
guys. I think we got points off for that.
No, that's a Elsa reference, right?
Hmm.
Elsa.
Who's like from
the movie Frozen?
Remember? No, I know. You were like, we finished because it's like you were expecting me to say, people were expecting me to say one thing, and then you like,
oh, yes, but I lied.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I heard about this.
So now we've explained the. Now you've explained the.
I explained the joke. So we will be getting into some more melancholic, more abstract songs. But as always, we will have some beautiful insights to share. So thank you for joining us. This is WMUC FM College Park. This is Josh Hananel with Roadside Picnic and Sophia Kozhikova. So yeah, let's get into some Nick Drake.
Never felt magic crazy as this. I never saw moons, knew the meaning of the sea. I never held emotion in the palm of my hand. I felt sweet breezes in the top of a tree. But now you're here, bright in my northern sky. I've been a long time that I'm waiting. I've been a long time that I'm blown. I've been a long time that I've wandered through the people I have known. Oh, if you would and you could straighten my new mind's eye.
Seems to vanish. myself a show. Now that I've changed my mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me, help me, help me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sophia, for that beautiful recommendation.
I mean, I think it was on theme, so...
Yeah, surprised, maybe...
I'm surprised you didn't...
I'm sorry.
No,
I guess,
okay.
Because you also recommended Help by the Beatles. I can't believe I forgot that.
I know.
What am I doing?
I feel like if you type in the word help into, like, Spotify...
Well, there's the thing. I don't do that.
You don't do that? That's not...
I find songs that I listen to on my own, and in, you know what I like to do is actually in the background I like to play songs sometimes. Hopefully this song will play. For some reason it's not. But yeah, let's get into this theme. So we started with, I'll talk about the song Northern Sky by Nick Drake. By the way, how does my audio sound? Is it good?
You're good, I think.
Okay, awesome. I really like this song, and it's getting popular recently, Nick Drake. But he has this perspective of someone as kind of like a... A northern sky, obviously, but northern sky is in, like, he wants this person to brighten his sky, and he has this, maybe it's an idealization, the music, it's very loud, okay, yeah, I was wondering about that, because I wanted it, the music in the background is kind of a nice thing. How is it now?
It's like the same, actually. Okay, there.
Okay, because I wanted a nice, like, texture.
Yeah.
Still experimenting with this, but, where was I? He is having this kind of idealization of someone, which is, I feel like, a theme that I go to a lot, idealization. But he's never felt these feelings before this person who's but what I noticed is this isn't a love song. He has very strong emotions, and this person has a very strong effect on him. Or maybe it's not even a person, just an idea. But he wants this person to kind of be this powerful emotion for him all the time. This sweet breeze in the top of the tree. He's asking, will you, how can I get you to love me? And this theme of desire, and yes, my dad texted me, yes, I did just see Call Me By Your Name, very beautiful movie, also about desire. Maybe, I wonder if Timothy Chalamet in that movie wanted to be helped. I don't know. Sophia, do you have any thoughts about this or about any of the songs that we played?
I mean, I feel like your point where you were like, oh, I usually gravitate towards songs that idealize someone or something. I feel like that's just most songs.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's an emotion that a lot of people, it's a very strong emotion. And how do people channel strong emotions? They make art.
Art.
And so... But yeah, no, I definitely see how the northern sky fits into this because he's looking for someone to basically, I guess, not guide him, but hey, you see northern northern star, you know?
Yes.
There you go. That's
yes.
It.
The name of Frederick Douglass's newspaper.
Really?
Yeah, the because, yeah, Northern Star, yeah, guy.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like Timothy Chalamet, he wasn't... I can't speak too much on the movie, but I feel like his PR team definitely needed help.
How so?
In the past couple of weeks.
You know, I actually, I saw a reel about this.
Oh, really?
That's actually what he wants.
You went to Reels University.
I went to Reels University. Host funded by Meta, and I think that may be what he wants, because to increase publicity.
You're saying What do you mean?
I don't want to repeat the reel verbatim, but the idea that, like, you know, WWE wrestling.
Yes.
How it's very, like, grandiose and kind of performative.
Mm-hmm.
And Timothy was saying how movies kind of need to adapt to some of that style where, as an actor, you kind of are playing a character all the time.
Mm.
And you kind of need to do that to shift, like, attention back on movies. I don't know. Does this make sense?
So method acting?
What is that?
That's when, like, the actor gets into character, like, while they're not just while they're filming and on set, but also, like, in their
yes.
life. But I've
Perhaps.
Heard it gets kind of obnoxious.
I've heard, yeah. I've seen some critiques of that. Like, I saw, yeah, like, oh, like, when a man does method acting, but he's just, like, yelling at you or something.
Oh, you saw that one
that,
one
that
clip
one reel?
Of, I forgot who the woman was. She was also an actor. Or something like that.
But it's interesting. Maybe Timothy needs some help.
Perhaps.
To be saved.
Yeah, if only he was listening to this show.
If only he knew.
Maybe he does. Maybe he's one of the 23 people listening.
Well, let's see. But dude, 22.
They didn't
yes.
That was
like,
Timothy himself, actually. He got upset.
Oh my gosh. He left. Wait, I believe this. I believe mm-hmm. this. Or maybe it was the woman who made the reel.
Maybe. Because you didn't credit her.
Didn't credit. I just stole all of the philosophy. This is a very, you said this wasn't, like, very philosophical, but I feel like it is.
Well, you could say that about anything.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have anything else you would like to say about these songs?
Message in the Bottle by The Police. I know. I don't think many of you guys have heard that one before. But, I mean, if you think about a song that is about asking for help, this is literally, I'd say that's a very famous example. And to be so hopeless that you send a message in a bottle, I think that says a lot about how much help they need.
That's kind of the epitome of asking for help. You're sending out a message in a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a last ditch attempt.
That's an old head way of asking for help.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, because that is...
You don't see much of those anymore.
Yeah, like, carrier pigeon, maybe, like, the tin can that you throw out of a treehouse.
It's the modern equivalent of, like, a message in a bottle. Like, cold emailing?
Cold emailing, yeah. Cold emailing, or I'm trying to think, like...
Texting someone when you're blocked.
Yes, I do that all the time.
Oh, I'm sure.
Actually, yeah, that's, like... Well, that's, like, nothing. That's not even a bottle. That's, like,
the
sending
bottles.
A message in, like... That's not, like, throwing the message into the sea.
Mm-hmm.
But I was about to say, like, if you, like, haven't you follow someone on Instagram and send a message, and it's, like, you can only send one
because
they don't follow you back.
Mm.
That's the Gen Z message in a bottle.
True. You only get one chance.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever made a last-ditch attempt message-in-a-bottle situation?
Actually, well, the cold email example, I've had many of those.
Yes.
So, yes, that's felt very much like sending my carrier pigeon to the depths of the
yes.
storm. But...
And it's kind of like being saved. You want to be saved by someone.
Mm-hmm, by the HR representative or the... corporate worker, I would say yes.
Have you been saved by cold emailing?
Yes. I highly recommend it to people who... Everyone listening right now, it does work. Oh, okay, see, they agree.
22.
They agree. No one's objected to that
yes.
take. That's my message in
yeah.
a bottle to you guys right now.
Yes. If anybody is listening at all.
Mm-hmm.
We know who isn't.
Timothy Chalamet.
He's missing out on this. But yeah, I definitely agree. sending out messages in a cold email. I like this. I'll do more of it. Yeah. But yeah, let's get into... I have a couple interesting songs. I will start to play one of them, and then I will play Sophia's favorite song recently. Recently, I know Sophia mentioned this. I know it was kind of your last-ditch attempt. You really wanted to hear the song, weren't expecting right. me to play it. You were like, oh, it's off-theme, but, you know, I'm just a very open-minded individual, so we will get to this, but... first, I want to play this song.
Spreading false information on live.
Oh my goodness!
I don't think that's allowed by the FCC.
I don't know if they allow this, but I'll have to press the dump button to remove the last 8 seconds. But I have. Can you hear the song, by the way? It's playing.
Yes, I do.
Okay, is it very loud or no?
It's like faint.
Faint. Okay. We'll listen to it. It's called Have a Cigar by Pink Floyd. Stay tuned. You're listening to Roadside Picnic with Josh and Sophia.
No!
Welcome, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Roadside Picnic.
I was just explaining Adam Smith's theory of the invisible hand and laissez-faire economics to Josh. But
and how this relates to
it does not.
Being saved.
It but does not.
It, okay, maybe the invisible hand doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, in 2007, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Obama had to step in. Had to.
Are you talking about the mortgage?
Yes.
Bail out the banks.
They needed some help.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not too caught up on the economics aspect of it.
He's actually an expert.
Well, I'm talking to the expert. Actually, I know you're very humble. But, yes, okay, I'm just, okay, so, before we get, the next guest in here, well, that song, Have a Cigar, I was thinking about the invisible hands,
mm-hmm.
but because the guy who's, or the character that's singing it is kind of like a capitalist guy, he's only thinking about Pink Floyd as a band.
Mm-hmm.
For just to get profit. He's saying, come on here, dear boy, have a cigar. You're going to go far. You're going to fly high. You're never going to die.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, like, come on, just, you know, go into the music industry. Do everything. Make money for me. But there's a line I love, which is the character says, by the way, which one's Pink? Like, he doesn't even know that, like, he thinks one of them is Pink Floyd. Yes. So, I don't know how that exactly relates to the invisible hand, but I just wanted to ask about just this idea, this concept of saving, since you are the economic genius. I mean, majoring in it, that is impressive. So, what is your take?
On the economics of this song, you ask?
Yes, or what comes to mind?
Well, I, from what you're saying, you think that they took, rather than taking the capitalist stance of selling out as a band, they chose, okay, but didn't they still become really famous and make a lot of money?
Exactly. So they didn't sell out.
They didn't sell out.
They,
no, they did.
What? Wait, why?
Oh, okay, so you're saying they didn't sacrifice their artistic merit.
Because, so they're making a song about it now,
yes.
Kind of making fun of the guy who is just being very exploitative of them. And hopefully the next, 1 second, hold down the floor.
Hey guys, so what did you think of the show? I thought it was pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. Picking the songs was a little intimidating, but Josh here had a great theme.
Mm.
And as you can tell, he's very thoughtful about
oh.
he's very thoughtful
Thank
about
you.
These